This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Wake up!
Thank you!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
And we're back. Holidays at Disney. This hour's code word is delight. Take the word delight. D-E-L-I-G-H-T. The word is delight. Text it to our contest line 20357 for your chance to win a four-pack of two-day, one-park-per-day tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Plus, you'll be in the running for the grand prize. It's a vacation for four with four three-day, one-park-per-day tickets, round-trip airfare on Alaska Airlines with nonstops to Southern California, and a two-night stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel. This hour's code word is delight. And we're doing that again in an hour. We're doing that twice a day, and then we've got Alice in Wonderland tickets twice a day. So I just totally ate that whole opening thing. Anybody have anything else that they want to report from their weekend? Because I really, I'm very open right now.
No, do some trash. I'm into it.
By now, you probably know who won Big Brother.
I don't.
Oh, did
you? But I didn't watch.
Did you? Oh, you didn't really watch the season at all?
None. Yeah.
Well, did you watch Big Brother?
No, I haven't watched that for years.
Okay, spoiler alert. I'm going to talk about who won Big Brother and who should have won Big Brother. So.
Oh, there's controversy.
Well, it's not controversy. It's stupidity-versy. You take the person to the end that you can beat. And if you don't take the person that you can beat to the end, you have a damn good reason why you did it, and you express that over and over to the jury. Like, Mackenzie had the final choice, and she won the final head of household. She gets to pick who comes with, who sits next to her at the final two, who she's going against. The votes go to this person or to Mackenzie. And Mackenzie was a competition beast. Like, she won every freaking, I think she won like 11 contests through the whole thing.
Deserves to win it all.
Well, she doesn't deserve to win it all and didn't win it all. Because the person who did deserve to win it all is the one that she chose between the one guy who never won a single competition and can't just rub two brain cells together. Like, I don't want to say he's a dum-dum, but he's definitely not making great arguments for himself. Nice guy, Cam. Everybody loved him. What a wonderful dude. Just really had no game, was carried along to the end.
Okay.
And the other person, Chelsea, was the mastermind behind that game. She figured out, she talked everyone into doing what she wanted them to do week after week after. It was her game. And she didn't win that last competition. And Mackenzie took her to the end. Mackenzie said, I want to sit next to this person. We've had a deal together, blah, blah. Like, okay, well, you want to give this person $750,000.
So Chelsea won.
Yeah, by a landslide. I mean, I don't think Mackenzie got a single vote. And she would have won if she'd taken Cam with her.
Well,
so she gave away the money. It just annoyed me because I did feel like, do you want to win this game or not? What are you here for?
I'm with you that it's a game. Mm. And I actually just recently saw the original Survivor winner, Richard, talking about his win and what it did to his life and how he had tax problems. Yeah, he went to jail and all that. But he was talking about how it gets lost in this, that this is a game.
Yes.
Like, it gets lost. People get very intense and they lose all sight of the fact that you are playing a game and making a TV show.
Right.
Those two things are what
More than anything, it's a TV show. Like, the only people who care about the game and the money are the people who are actually playing the game. But overall, we're all watching this thing unfold.
I didn't watch this. I don't know this lady. I do know there are people who compete who would say, I want to beat the best person here. And if I lose to the best person, I can live with that. Mm. Or I had a deal with this person and I won't sleep at night if I win, knowing I screwed that person over. Like, there's a lot of dumb reasons.
Yep.
But I would say, I wish I could play Richard's speech for you so you could remember it's a game.
Yep.
And everything you did within the context of the game was for the gameplay.
Yeah.
And you don't need to lose sleep over it because guess what? It's a game and a TV show, you dum-dum.
Yeah. Do you lose sleep over making a good move in chess or, you know?
That's it.
I really love your queen, but she's got to go.
So, I mean, if you talk to me, there are things I will do that I have to do because I need to be able to live with myself. So that's where I'm at with that. But within the context of a game,
right?
Screw you. I got to win the 750. I got kids.
You got it right. 100. So that all that having been said, I have found a new show this year and just recently called The Traitors, not The Traitors, even though I guess that's how you say it.
It does sound like traitor.
It's a stock market thing. So Traitors is, it's only for $250,000. And it actually isn't even for that if they don't earn it all. They have all these competitions where they have to earn that money and put it in the pot. I don't want to say what happened in the first season. I haven't started the second season yet, but the finale of the first season, you do feel that rub of, these are people I've connected with. These are people I really like. These are people that I could share this money with. And instead, what I'm going to do is what I need to do for my family. And it's, you see how hard it is for this person, but this person does go, this is for my family. I can't go home to my family and say, I decided to share this when I didn't have to. Mm. And it's hard, but that first season, whoa. And now I'm thinking, because we have someone, she was originally a Big Brother player, Danielle Reyes, and she's going to be on The Traitors season 3 coming up in January. We should see if we can talk to her. She might not be able to talk to us until after it gets going.
Or she might.
She might. Yeah, we'll reach out. So, and actually, is she sort of shut down? Is she quiet on social media right now?
I haven't seen anything recently, but that doesn't mean that she's quiet.
Yeah.
I don't know what she's up to. I mean, she's written me a few times.
Yeah.
That's how I found out about, you know,
that she's on this
that
thing.
That she's on it, yeah.
So I'm thinking, because it happens with all of these competition shows, the only truly clean version of them is the first one, when everybody is finding out together, the viewers and the players, how the game works and what sort of strategies will work and will not work. And so if you are a student of that and you watch that, like me right now, having watched that first season, I'm like, oh, this is something to consider. Oh, this is something. This is something to look out for. Oh, you could set this up. Like, there's all these, it's super layered, The Traitors. It's such a strange, interesting game. I actually hope that I hope it's successful. I hope they up the pot, up the ante, like $250,000. I don't know. Doesn't feel like enough these days. Feels like zero.
Well,
I mean, people have billionaires left and right.
These are all repeat players, though, right?
These are mostly people that you would know if you watch a lot of reality TV and a lot of these reality game shows. There are some. I think there were six regular people.
Okay. Well, I do think some of these people are like, I'm a TV star now. Right. I'm on this for other ventures that I have going.
Right.
Like, you know, whether that's a podcast or a a business of some kind, or hopefully
maybe they're on
more,
the speech circuit.
Who knows?
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. But the prize money, like even the $1 million for Survivor, it's $1 million bucks. Yeah, but
well, $1 million bucks just sounds so much better.
It does. It absolutely does. But as I'm watching the game, it doesn't play into
right.
In my mind, it doesn't play into it.
Well, I always do all the math on it. Like if you win Survivor and you get your $1 million, I think prize money is just cut in half. Like your taxes are
right.
So you're talking about $500,000. So if you're talking about $250,000, you're talking about, I don't know, 125-ish. And then I feel like that just flows out of someone's hand, especially these people who are successful on a few of these game shows. And that money's sort of coming in. Like, I don't know, how much are you squirreling away of $125,000? Like, hopefully all of it. Like, put your kids through school.
Well, there it is. Put your kids through school, pay down your house,
right.
Whatever. Put a down payment on a house.
Sure.
Who knows? I mean, I don't know about that. But I do think that maybe I'm not into the $1 million prize because I always miss the end.
Yes.
I never watched the finale, so it doesn't sort of... I don't see that desperation of like, I need this money. I never hear that part.
Well, they
maybe
do. Yeah,
it.
I don't know. It's. I will say that the one thing about these really, really long, drawn out finale nights is that you can fast forward through some. I always watch it after the fact and just fast forward through it. I don't need to see everyone's thoughts on everybody else that played the game, et cetera, et cetera. So there's that. So by now we were talking about Big Brother. We sort of moved on to the traitors, but by now you probably know who won Big Brother. In it, Mackenzie basically gave Chelsea $750,000. So
that was nice of you, Kelsey?
Mackenzie gave it to Chelsea. Yeah.
It's nice of you, Kenzie.
Yeah. Yeah. Really nice. Like she better just be so grateful to you forever and ever. Have you heard about this supposedly tense exchange between Nicole Kidman and Salma Hayek?
None.
It was
zero.
Some fashion show, a Balenciaga fashion show in Paris the other night. So the two of them were caught on video and apparently, and they're with Katy Perry and they're in a place where they're getting, I know, whatever. So the three of them, but the two of them, it's apparently between Nicole and Salma. There's some tension and there's like an arm push. So everyone's looking at this thing going, what's going on? What's happening between these? And it's, so I want to talk
about.
It was
everywhere.
I know.
Like, every
really
site had
everywhere.
This as like a headline.
Oh my God.
So, I really, truly did not see this.
Well, no, I'm actually glad because I always like when, you know, I try to look away from straight news stuff and it sounds like you try to look away from stuff you think
wow,
I might report.
Wow, a Latina and a redhead.
Go, yes.
Who wins?
That's a toss-up for real.
So this was caught on video. The ladies are standing there with Katy Perry. Photographers are taking pictures. And it seemed like Salma and Nicole were having cross words, but the video didn't pick up the sound. Mm. So they hired a lip reader.
Awesome.
It's so dumb. And honestly, I'm going to tell you word for word what this lady thinks that they said. But please... I'm only telling you this because it really does sound like maybe they were celebrating National Grouch Day a couple days too early. A lip reader claims to have figured out what they were saying, why Nicole pushed Salma's hand away. Supposedly, Salma told Nicole, let's turn there. Okay, here. So now we're setting up for a picture, I guess. Nicole responds, hey, I'm fine. I'm good. There, it's enough. It's okay. Then Salma says, we have to, and then she puts her hand on Katie's shoulder and says, that's fine, that's fine. Then apparently Nicole got tired of posing and said, I'm fine, I'm good. And that's it, everyone.
Oh.
I know. I can't believe they're so mad at each other that they were yelling, I'm fine, that's good. Stand here, okay,
so
I'm good.
This is all about posing for photos.
It's so dumb.
Okay.
For real.
Well, that's what their life is, though.
Yes. Yep.
And hey, that's okay. You know what? There may not be a more photographable human being on the planet than Salma Hayek.
Oh. You follow her on Instagram?
Every day I do, yes.
It's just, there's so many pictures of her coming up out of the water in her bikini, onto a boat.
There's another lady, like I told you about J-Lo, how I feel like I saw pictures of her young and was all, you're hotter now.
Yeah.
Salma Hayek is also hotter now.
Yeah. She looks great. She really does.
If you guys, I love lip readers doing, you know, looking at celebrities and telling you what they're talking about in crowds. There's this one on Instagram called Jackie G. It's a good follow. If you're interested in like what celebrities are saying, like when they're in the car, and she gets, it's a really good follow on Instagram.
Well, that does sound fun, actually, if you were into that stuff. I do feel like it's so open to interpretation. Like, I mean, let's get three lip readers to all lip read the same thing and see if it's the same. Wasn't there a Seinfeld episode?
Yes.
Where there was a lip reader?
Yes. It was played by
the really famous deaf chick.
The one deaf chick who gets
right.
Marley Maitland. Yep. Good job, Vinny.
That's the one. And she gets it all wrong. But it is. Sometimes I stare at TVs with the sound off and try to figure out what they're saying. There's an art to it. I don't have that. Overhead lighting. I'm not a fan of this.
We have it right here. You're under overhead lighting now.
I'm well aware. It's all coming from the ceiling. The worst place ever, mostly because there was a mirror right there, was our old bathroom at the old CBS building. Mm. And I just wouldn't even look in the mirror there because the light was directly above and just a hair behind the front of your face. And so it, like, your brow was so, it was just awful. Just the worst light. And then the walls were gray. It was just terrible. And it is better in this building, although it still does come from above. But right now, this is, I'm sure.
You also get to hear the boys go to the bathroom here.
So there is a bonus. It's right. It's a trade-off. Uh-huh. The light is slightly better and I get to hear the boys. So everything's awesome. Anyway, I don't have that much in common with Mariah Carey, but she was going off on overhead lighting.
You want it?
Yes. She's on a podcast here.
Listen, I can't with the overhead lighting.
Oh!
Why do they do it to us? Why? And I shouldn't even say us because it's not us, it's me. I'm the one that gets the most tortured by the hideous lighting in every elevator,
Amen.
Doorway, gyms. Mm-hmm. Not that I go to the gym, but I'm just saying. But overhead lighting, I don't think so, honey.
No.
Please stop it. Every place I go, I shut the lights.
15
Turn
seconds.
Them out. I don't want to see them no more.
Yes.
No okay. more, honey.
No
There's
more,
10 seconds.
Baby.
One more thing on
All
overhead
right, look,
lighting.
One more thing on overhead lighting. It makes me sick.
Okay, so she doesn't like it.
So does she want lamps? Is this like a push for the good old table lamp?
You know, she goes on to talk about how, like, she's, you know, doesn't want to even be in the sun, only in the evening when it's just coming straight at your face. Because people want to be lit from the front and evenly from the front and side so that no shadows are created.
Do people want that?
People do want that, yes, absolutely. That's why they have those big... when we go to like photo shoots and they have those big things where it's like this huge sort of wall of light that comes at you. It just eliminates all shadows. And
I'm working on my diva act. What do I ask for again? I want light from the front.
Yes, front and sides evenly.
Front and sides evenly.
You know how?
No overhead
oh my
lighting.
God, absolutely no overhead.
Ever.
Not ever.
Okay. Front
Solid
and
diva
sides
behavior. And that will do it. I am out of time. Thank you for bearing with me as I talked about that Traitor show that I love and being so mad. Dumb old Mackenzie for handing it off to Chelsea. All right, what you got?
AI pets, a story from my weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, But that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste, because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
More.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, Alice in Winterland. Tickets for Alice in Winterland are on sale now at RadioAlice.com, and they are flying out the door. They're going so fast. Do not miss out. Also, listen today at 8.05 and 9.05 a.m. for keywords. Text to our contest line 20357, and then you'll be entered for your own chance to win a pair of tickets to Alice in Winterland, starring One Republic, Andy Grammer, and Haven Madison, December 13th, Paramount Theater in Oakland, sponsored by Macy's.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fall Into 5K a Day.
Whoa! I like it!
Oh. All this week, Fall Into 5K a Day with Odyssey and Alice at 97.3. All you need to do is download the free Odyssey app. Log in and listen to Alice at 97.3 for at least 1 hour to get your daily entry for your chance to win $5,000.
Oh, that would be so nice. Imagine that. 5K.
Fall Boom. Into 5K a Day. With us.
We're there.
You're going to love it.
It's so good.
It is good. Okay. Today.
Yeah.
High temps in the high 70s.
Oh.
So
that
really,
sounds lovely.
Yes, it does. It does sound lovely. You're right.
I'm in. I'll take it.
On Monday Night Football, because yes, it is in fact Tuesday. The Jets lost.
Oh.
It's weird.
That's good for me.
Yeah, no, it's weird that Aaron Rodgers has become this, people like to watch him lose.
Well,
and
yeah,
I guess it's because he's always, you know, talking.
Yeah, blah-de blah blah blah. Yeah, I'm immune to that.
Athletes don't talk, and they're, you know, giving crap for speaking in all of these phrases.
At the end of the day, I give 110%.
Yeah, that, all that. So they either get crap for that, or they get crap for actually going out on a limb and saying however they feel, and then Aaron Rodgers becomes the guy that everyone's like, glad you lost, loser.
Jerko.
Right. So what I was going to tell you from my weekend is just a quickie. So my wife, Christina, is Latina, and we live in Scotts Valley, and she has this friend. Her name's Krista. She's also Latina, and they might be the only two people of ethnicity in Scotts Valley.
Oh.
So they bonded on that a little bit. Not literally, but pretty close, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
Anyway, so Krista Jett for city council, everyone.
Oh, Krista Jett for city council.
Krista is running for city council, and Christina goes, I'm throwing you a mixer. We're going to have you in our neighborhood. We're going to introduce you to everyone. We're going to try and get you elected.
Oh my God. She's motivated. She's activated.
She's really excited for the possibility of representation. which I think is a big theme these days.
Lovely, right. Nice to be represented.
Yes.
To see someone who looks like you.
Right. So we have this mixer. Christina doesn't do anything small either, so it's on our street, literally out in the street.
Like a block party.
Like a block party.
All right.
Puts out tables, puts out drinks, puts out a, what are those things with a
tent? Top?
Yeah, it's a tent, whatever. Awning thing.
Right.
Shade.
How
is
nice.
What she put shade out.
She knows what to do. That right. she should be a campaign handler.
A manager? No, believe me, we got all we needed on, what was that, Saturday evening.
I see.
So everyone comes out and I'm like, all right, I'm going to shower. I'm going to walk out there. I'm going to be a good husband. I'm going to mix it up with the peoples.
Look at you playing a role in all of this.
So Krista Jetford City Council is making all her, and I'm sitting there with her husband and another husband. So I'm sitting there with Sean and I'm sitting there with Eric and we're talking about surfing and then we start to get like, all right, how do we get out of here? Like, really, this has gone on long enough.
Was her husband saying that too?
We all were. We were all
sure?
Like, it's hours.
Sure, that wasn't just
hours.
You?
No, it was just me. You're right. It was hours.
Mm.
Anyway. None of that matters. Here's what
I find out. Doing a speech and stuff?
No. There were no speeches. It was just a mixer. Just a meet and greet kind of thing. It was very, very low key. I'm actually making more out of it than it was. But
it sounds like a big deal.
It was neat.
Road closed off.
And the support, I thought, was like, Christina, kick ass. Like, you're supporting someone that you care about.
Right.
Want to see her. Whether she win or lose, she did what she could for her friend.
I like it.
So anyway, the husband...
Sean?
No, Eric Jett.
I see.
Goes,
Eric Jett.
You are often a subject of a topic of conversation at our dinner table.
Oh.
And I go, well, why?
that's a good question.
I don't understand.
Well said.
And he said, your daughter tells so many stories about you at school that our daughter comes home with them and tells us everything. And I'm like,
oh, I got to get Isla on the phone.
No, this is Edie.
Oh, my God. I got to get Edie
on the
phone.
This is the young one. This is
the one who, by the way, is like, kiss me softer and slow down.
Daddy,
kiss me a little softer, a little slower.
That isn't how it went, but it was.
What was the exact quote?
It was, I don't even remember. I've blocked it out because you're not supposed to kiss your daughters like that. And I didn't. And so we didn't. Yeah. And that's just absurd that she's.
Wants to marry you.
Trying to get to first base with her dad.
I'm going
to
marry you, Dad.
Anyway, you've ruined the story. Anyway, back to the story. So I'm like, she's telling your daughter at school stories that are worthy of dinner table convo.
I see.
And he goes, I'll give you one.
Okay, all right.
And I go,
wait. This is great.
Oh, no. And this is, by the way, the political mixer is going on around us for
and
city
it's
council.
Been going on. Like, this is, he's just like, well, I'm out of things to talk about, so I'm going to tell him about
and
this.
We were finally moving on to other nonsense. He goes, your daughter said, my dad doesn't have any hair on his head, but you should see his armpits. They're wild.
Oh. They're wild. Wild. She used the word wild?
And I'm like, like, I didn't know
Are they wild?
No, well, of course
I want to see them now.
I'm super interested now.
They're
I'd
normal.
Like to see,
no.
I want to see
take
what
it
they...
off.
No.
Just take... Yeah.
take it off. Come on.
Sure.
Just show me your armpit. Like,
no.
I don't think I've ever, like, really taken a good
look at
your armpit.
I think we need
armpit.
To put a picture on Instagram. Come on.
Yeah. Are these
listen to me.
Armpits wild?
This is not why I told you the story. I have
Are
news
sure?
to do. I just wanted you to know... Here I am living with this girl all these days. I'm trying to make her food and make sure she gets.
She's
to the
busy looking at you,
okay.
checking out your wild armpits.
All the things that you do as a dad to, take her to the store to get her the stuff. And this is the story she's telling at school: is that I have wild arm, no hair on my head, but wild armpits.
I mean, just one peek.
No, I just was like, what the? Does that make any sense?
I mean, we need to see the armpits to see if it makes sense. I mean, it might make perfect sense.
It might be like, holy crap, she's really onto something.
You got like dreadlocks in there.
No, there's no dreadlocks.
I mean, he is a guy who clips down, So
that's what I'm saying. I would never
clip this down?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't let it get like just go and go. That's the whole point of the clippers. And yet, That, but
maybe she just never sees anybody with any arm hair.
Well, right. She's in a house full of girls, right. So she doesn't. But it's like, of all the things.
Yeah. Well,
at least it was your armpits and not.
Right. You know. Like his bush is wild, out of control.
My dad.
What's going on with that? Looks like a big nest with a little egg in there.
Or that long thing. What's that long thing?
Oh, what's that long thing? Yeah. No one knows. It's a mystery.
That's not a story about me. That's never mind. Hey, just so you know, be forewarned, your kid might be just piling up stories to bring to school for her friends.
I bet you get asked about, because she does have a famous dad. So I'll bet you she's...
Her little friend doesn't know me from the next dad.
I'll bet you, though, that because the parents talk and they, oh my God, so did you meet, Edie, that's Vinny's kid. Oh, what's, you know, and then they see the parent, they're like, I got to bring home some intel on Vinny. I'm going to ask Edie about it, and Edie's going to tell me a story about his giant bush on fire.
Bush on fire.
Every time you tell the story, it has to get a little bit better.
Oh, okay. So my bush is on fire now.
Your bush is on fire.
It went from long armpit hair to fire crotch.
It's like a stick of dynamite.
You keep looking down in front of you as if we're talking about my wiener.
Right.
We're not.
But we could be, and we might as well be. It's going to get to that point.
Anyway, now I have to avoid my own kid at home because otherwise I'm feeding her stories.
No, because then the story's going to be, he keeps trying to get away from me. I keep trying to see those wild armpits.
Rory? Yeah, I mean, there we are. Now I'm the guy who's, fine.
And now it's child abandonment.
It. Here's a news story.
You don't have to.
By the way, did you...
really enjoyed that.
I'm glad you liked it. Did you watch any of the airplanes?
Yes.
I saw lots of stuff.
They canceled them on Saturday. It was too foggy.
Oh, Saturday was so foggy at the beach, I didn't even get to go surfing.
Oh.
I couldn't even see the little lit, like, whitewash that rolls in on the shore. It was so bad.
Way too scary.
Well, I just need to be able to see.
Right. Yeah, it was, so they canceled it, but we can see it from our house. So we got on the roof of our, we have a little cottage in the back, and we got up in there and saw a little bit of that. It was fun. It's fun. It's very
small. You climbed a ladder and got on the roof.
Yes. Yep.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah. That's what it sounded like. Exactly. And that's how we knew, too, because we were sitting out by our little, we have this little trickly pond thing out there. And I'm like, I hear it. Oh.
I never sweat, but just talking about my armpits made them sweat. What happened?
Take it off, man.
You should really take a layer off. Well, just a quick peek.
Stop it. Hey, do we ever ask to see your butt every time you're bragging about how everyone wants to see your butt?
Well, I know deep down inside you'd like to. I mean, everybody clearly wants to.
Yeah. If Maddie goes, I'll take a look at that. Are you going to show that?
No, I'm not going to show it.
Looking at me every day right there.
My butt?
So tempting. It's right there. Like, I look over and there's your butt.
Oh, he's got a side view of your...
It's very flat. I have a very flat butt.
Why are you saying that?
Because he's looking at me side view, and I just happen to know that I look very flat from my spine down to my flat, across my flat butt, down onto my thighs. Very flat. These days, that's not a good thing. Everybody's got a big, juicy rump. Not me. My rump roast has been consumed already, I guess. Maybe that's why people want to look at it. So they're like, what is going on there?
Listen, you have... just as much territory back there as everyone else does.
There's acreage. It's wide. I'm not saying it isn't wide. I'm just saying it's very flat.
Well, turn sideways for me. Let me see.
I'm sideways.
No, but turn the other way. Let me see if that way.
It's a big.
It does look better from behind.
Because it actually just looks like a regular butt. Yeah. You can't tell that it's flattened.
Yeah, especially when you put your hands on it. Yeah.
Okay. Somebody get HR on the phone.
Where's the music? I mean, come on.
There is no... I'm not playing sexy music for that. I'll play sad Hulk music. No! Absolutely not. Yeah. No. Oh, it's just a sad story about a girl with a flat ass.
What the heck? Since we're just getting started in here.
I am shutting that down.
You got armpits, butts. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. All the stinky parts on display this morning.
Apple
just
released their new phones and their watch and a couple other things.
Big improvements, big differences, big changes. What's going on?
If you properly waited like 3 or 4 years, then yes, I think you'll see improvements. See. If you had the last one, I don't think you see much of a come up.
I think I might have like the one before the last. What are we on now? Is this number 16?
This is 16.
I think I have a 14.
Okay. I don't know how what the difference is, but right now they're talking about Apple intelligence.
Oh yes,
cute, AI. Right. Everyone, artificial, they call it Apple because they can. Anyway, this is something that we're going to see here very soon. If you are a person with an Apple phone, they're beta testing the upcoming AI text summarizer. They went through a breakup in real life and it summarized the ex's text as, "We're no longer in a relationship and I want my stuff from your apartment."
Oh, so it just summed it all up.
Lots of words came down to that.
Wow.
That's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a pretty important subject.
People like a more direct approach.
And like you have said many times, we've had this conversation, and I think people just don't believe me, but if you're dumping me, that's all I need to hear.
Yeah.
Like, is the bottom line we're broken up?
You're the only person, though. Everybody wants to know why. Why are you breaking up with me? What did I do wrong? Please tell me more. How could you reject me?
Plenty of people don't want that.
Please don't leave me.
Lots of people don't want to hear that.
Really? Who? Name another person besides you who doesn't want to hear that. Because I've never had someone go...
Most of the people feel like, why would I walk right up to you as you're sending me away? Mm. And have you send me away with nasty, mean things
but
that
made
you break up with me?
But we have tickets for Riverdance.
So
I really want to know why we're breaking up.
Anyway, I would
love
this.
My heart is breaking. I have questions.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Maddie's,
we'll find this out about Maddie.
Someone's breaking up with you. Not a marriage, but someone you've been with, okay? Someone's breaking up with you and they say, you know, Maddie, it's been super fun, but I don't want to see you anymore.
Happened a lot.
Do you need to know why? Are you there for, but why? Or if they don't say
or do you
why.
Just go, okay, bye.
I will say younger me needed to know why. Because I was very insecure.
Older you already knows why.
Yeah, older me knows all my flaws. Like, just pick one out.
I get it. Those outweighed the good stuff.
So yeah. If you were to start dating now and you have some dates, you think it's going fine, and she says, it's not a good fit for me, I'm going to split, you would say, okay, bye.
Yeah, because move on.
It seems very self-abusive to walk right into a buzzsaw that is the person that I care about, however deeply, is now telling me what's wrong with me. Mm. No, thanks.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't do it now.
First of all, Vinny aside, because I do believe that Vinny's just like, I wanted to break up with you anyway, I just didn't. I'm calling BS on that. I think most people don't just go, okay. That's just not what people do.
Well, right? I haven't been broken up with lately, but.
Are you sure about that?
Oh,
well, I'm just wondering.
Too soon.
I'm just asking if he's sure.
Is it too soon?
Oh my God! Did you just turn your mic off? It's not. Is it too soon? I'm sorry.
I knew why. How's that? I think as an adult, if somebody breaks up with me, I know why already. I'm not gonna.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Welcome back to radio, man.
Yeah, welcome back to radio. No more secrets. More secrets for you.
Wow.
Hit the road, Jack.
Beautifully done, though.
I'm trying to break down the boundaries. So.
We do have to have fun around
here. Right. That's what I'm here for.
Right. Well, someone's got a date on this show, so.
Everyone has someone in their contacts who will send dozens of rapid-fire texts to tell a story or one mega bubble.
Right.
Apple Intelligence is on the way with something called text message summarizing.
Which
will give you cliff note versions of everything that was said in those long texts. Now, I can see that working for your mom. Mm-hmm. I can see that working for, you know, pretty much any scenario other than if you're that person that needs to know every word of the person that's dumping you.
Well, I will say that there have definitely been times when I've sent a few texts in a row and I can tell that they only read the latest text. And I'm like, but I told you.
John!
It's not John. No. I never even bother texting John. He will never text me back and he never looks at his text. So I have to find another way to contact
him.
There's
a precedent.
There is, He's like, I am not available to be reached at all times. That is just, I'm adamant about that. But sometimes, you know, you're telling someone what's going on. Maddie and I, you and I have pretty long things. So I'll be up and you're not up. So I write you a bunch of stuff. And I'm like, please read from the top. Start at the top and, you know.
It's good to remind. I definitely am what that person who will. I just
I know. Big long text scan is just enough. So it would be great, actually, to have a summary.
They say here, the person that was testing the Apple Intelligence tech summarizer, this was a real story. Even though this is a beta version, it's not out yet. The guy who was trying it out shared how this went down. The split was real. It wasn't a test or a clickbait. He and his girlfriend had an argument at a bar last week, and he walked out. She sent a deluge of words over text message, but the AI offered him this summary. We are no longer in a relationship. I want my belongings from the apartment.
And that's it. Summed it all up.
Summed the whole thing up.
You know what? There it is. Now you don't have to listen to all the mean things she had to say about you. Could you ask the AI, could you be like, why? Did she say why? Can you give me a quick summary of that?
The guy was asked about the summary afterward, and he said, quote, I do feel like it added a level of distance to it.
Oh.
That wasn't a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
And there it is.
Here's the overview. Oh, I blew that. Or she blew that.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you can break up with someone without telling them their big nose and their hairy armpits are the reason you're leaving.
It's you don't have to tell them. I'm just saying it's very rare that someone just goes, okay, bye. That's just not how it happens. It's if they're surprised, they go, wait, what?
I just ghost.
Why? Yeah, don't ghost. What are you talking about? You just ghost.
That's always
don't
what
ghost.
I did. Just ghost. Just hey, I'm no longer available
what
to you.
What part of us not talking anymore don't you get? Yeah.
Exactly.
Anyway, you'll still get the actual text. This just will summarize them for you so that you can look at our Apple Intelligence version if you so choose.
And then if you're like, wow, that's an intriguing thing that's been summed up for me, I'm going to go back and read through.
And read the abuse that's been hurled at me in the middle of the night.
Well, I need to know why, you know? It's why?
You don't need to know why.
I need to know why.
Let your old pal help you out. It doesn't matter why. Get on down the road. You weren't a good fit.
You know, though, sometimes somebody might go, listen, it's your halitosis. And then you're like, what halitosis? And they're like, exactly. And then you know. And then you know what it is.
510, I'm going to tell you something.
Oh.
This is exactly what's wrong. Well, I don't want to say what's wrong with you, but with this theory that Sarah's working on here.
Read it.
Then I would want to know why I was broken up with so I could improve myself.
Yeah.
No, there's nothing wrong with you. Just because you and another person don't connect, aren't a good fit, doesn't mean you need to go start changing everything about yourself.
However, knowing that a person was just like, I'm just not that into you, is actually a valid answer. I'm done with this. And when you say, what did I do? It really wasn't you. It really was just me. I'm not into you. That's all. But it's just hard to tell people that. Like, you're great. It's me. I'm broken inside. I'll fix you. It's hard. It's called a breakup because it's like a breakdown.
408 says, former preschool teacher here. Little kids share all your personal business. They have no filter. Your kids' teachers know all your secrets. Terry in San Jose, listening 28 years. Thanks, Terry.
Keep that in mind, Fuzzy Muffin.
Here's the thing. I just didn't know that's what she was like.
Well, listen, she's telling lots of stories. That's just one example.
I know, but when
he told you the most benign one.
Maybe, but what I'm saying is, I sat there and went, oh, I wonder what this, like.
What could this be?
Myriad of things. Yeah, my God, right, man. Sure. What could it be? And it's that?
Right.
I went, my armpits? Huh. And he did, you know, he didn't. He was just laughing. But then I told Christina. And then I, you know, he wanted to see. This was afterward and she'd had a couple glasses of wine. So
he wanted to see your wild armpits too.
I told her he didn't. But I said, you know, he asked to see him and I didn't feel like it was a good place. So we went in the bushes behind and I showed him my pits and she's like, get out.
Like, I love her.
Of course not.
You won't even show us, Christine.
I know. I want to see him.
Yeah. Dying to see him too.
No. Well, yeah. We're dying to see your butt.
My butt didn't come up in somebody's story over the weekend.
Your butt comes up everywhere
go. You can't stop thinking about my butt.
I'm not the dentist that looked at your butt.
That is true.
That's creepy.
It's not true. It's just become this thing.
510 says, oh my God, I'm rolling on the floor. But you should see his armpits. Edie's hilarious. Cynthia on the app. Thanks, Cynthia. Yeah, it's hilarious.
We're out of time. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we've got Disney passes.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.